From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 16th, 2021. This is a revised version of an episode from August 2013. That's part of Bass Fisherman's Reel, an adaptation of a traditional tune called Fisher's Hornpipe by Williamsburg, Virginia musician Timothy Seaman on his 2004 album Virginia Wildlife. The music sets the stage for a real story about fishing equipment and a summer bird of prey. We start with a series of mystery sounds. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you can guess how the first two sounds add up to the third. And here's a hint. Misplaced line makes for a tangled, feathered fisher. If you guessed an osprey running afoul of some fishing line, you're right. You heard the call of an osprey, or fishhawk, the sound of fishing line being reeled in, and part of a rescue of an osprey chick stuck in fishing line. The latter sound was taken from the Osprey Cam, the Chesapeake Conservancy's real-time video transmission from an osprey nest on Kent Island, Maryland. On July 29, 2013, the camera showed that one of that year's three chicks had gotten its legs caught in fishing line. Some viewers of the bird's predicament went to the site, waded out to the nest with a ladder, and climbed up and disentangled the chick. Unwittingly, this lucky osprey chick had starred in a documentary about the value of fishing line recycling stations. Birds, sea turtles, and other animals can get stuck in or eat improperly discarded fishing line, nets, or other plastic items. Such material can also get caught in boat propellers or intakes. Recycling programs for fishing line are one way to help reduce these threats. Virginia began a statewide fishing line recycling program in 2009, run jointly by the Department of Wildlife Resources, formerly the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, and the Marine Resources Commission. Recycling is now available at many boat ramps, parks, and marinas, as well as at some outdoor equipment businesses. At those locations, anglers can look for the distinctive plastic tubes with a curved top and help put plastic back to use instead of on a beak or fin. Thanks to Lang Elliott and the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs, to Timothy Seaman, and to the Chesapeake Conservancy, respectively, for permission to use this week's sounds of an osprey, fishing line, and the osprey chick rescue. Thanks also to Mr. Seaman for this week's music. And we close with about 20 more seconds of Bass Fisherman's Reel. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.